I get a lot of emails, and some of them I just delete, and some of them I read. And I was reading this one recently. It came across my screen, and I thought it would I would share it with you. It's a little funny. The children were lined up in the cafeteria of a Catholic elementary school for lunch. At the head of the table was a large pile of apples. The nun made a note and posted on the apple tray, "Take only one. God is watching." Moving further along the lunch line, at the other end of the table was a large pile of chocolate chip cookies. And a child had written a note, "Take all you want. God is watching the apples." Isn't it neat when we see things from a child's eyes? And the sermon that I'm going to share with you today started from a child's eyes, because I'm not sure how many of you may have heard of this book, Silver Boxes, but it's basically based on the concept that every word that we say, everything that we say to people should be like a silver box, a beautiful silver box with a bow on top. And what happened is the author of this book was going to do a seminar, not on silver boxes, but she was doing a seminar the next day, and so she came in early to go to the church and kind of get the feel of the people, and because the pastor saw her, he just kind of put her on the spot and asked her to do the children's sermon. She was not prepared. So she took the verse that you heard us read earlier, the one that Marty just read and I read earlier, and she asked the children what they thought it meant. And one little girl said, "Oh, that's like giving a present. That's making people feel good. That's like a silver box with a bow on top." And that's how all of this started, silver boxes. And so some of you may be familiar with it. But today I want to talk to you about the words that we say. You know, are your words like silver boxes? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This Bible is God's Word. We know that God's Word is extremely, extremely powerful. When I was growing up, and some of you may relate to this, we were never allowed to put anything on top of our Bible. Anybody remember? Okay, and still, and I still feel funny if something is on, I don't like anything else on top of my Bible, because this is God's Word. We recite the Word for comfort. In Ephesians 5:17, we read, "Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." We use God's Word as protection. In Genesis 1:3, we have words of affirmation. "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." How powerful are God's words? God spoke the affirmation, and there was light. Have you ever wondered about the power that you have in your own words? Power to build up, power to destroy, power to give a gift to others, a beautiful gift like a silver box with a bow on top. Our words should be a gift to others to build them up, to edify them, not to tear them down. Wouldn't it be great if Christians would leave a trail of silver boxes everywhere they went? Shouldn't people be able to see there's something different about Christians? Part of this difference should be the deposits of silver boxes that we leave behind. You see, when you're filled with good, why not let the goodness just leak out of us everywhere we go? Have you ever eaten garlic and it leaked out of your pores? Sometimes it's hard to hide that you had garlic for dinner, isn't it? Why? Because it doesn't just come out of your breath, it comes out of your pores for a couple days. And it's very obvious something's leaking out of you, right? Well, what leaks out of you every single day of your life? Is it love? Is it kindness? Is it nice words? We all know people that we really enjoy being around. They're people that are pleasant, and something great just oozes out of them, isn't it? And we love to spend time with those people. Sometimes people are filled with ugliness, and it leaks out wherever they go. The reality is, what's inside of you leaks out of you. Wouldn't it be funny if we could see a foamy substance leaking from our pores, or from the ends of our fingertips, dripping everywhere we went? And we could determine that whatever color it was would be the mood that you had within you. People would really know who to run from then, wouldn't they? It would be quite obvious. We can't see a real substance like that, but we do leak something everywhere we go. We make good and we make bad deposits. And other people feel and recognize these deposits without seeing anything actually coming out of your pores or actually seeing a tangible silver box. They see it in the fruit, in your fruit, and they feel it when they are around you. Are we too bossy? Are we too judgmental? Do we find ourselves in conflict, enjoying conflict, enjoying telling someone off? Are we harsh with our words in our home, to our spouses, our children, and those who we love? At times, every one of us is guilty. Every one of us in here at times is guilty. Today is not about pointing fingers. It's about bettering ourselves. Instead of finding someone else to change, today we're working on ourselves. Do your words give grace to those that hear them? Do your words actually lift someone up? Every day, we can all give the gift of encouragement to others. I read this book a few years ago, Silver Boxes, and it's by Florence LaTower, and it's based on Ephesians 4:29, and you're going to hear that verse again. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. Have you ever just needed to hear something positive? Jesus set a great example for us. He built people up, and he encouraged them. We can never truly live up to Jesus, but wouldn't it be great if we tried? Not just when you're in public at the grocery store or when you're in line at the bank. You know, sometimes we think we've done a good deed because we kept our cool in that long line. And some days, yes, that can be a challenge. I know. But what about when you're behind closed doors and there's just a few people, maybe two people in a meeting, and those people disagree with you? How's your silver box looking? Sue's daughter, Emily, was 7 years old when her teacher praised her on a regular basis for her good behavior in school. One day, Sue went to pick up Emily from school, and the teacher gave Emily a silver box. The teacher said, Emily is so good, she could be citizen of the month every month. Sue observed and quickly took the box away from her daughter and said, are you talking about this child? Are we talking about the same child? It seems that Emily was pleasant when she was away from home, but saved all of her ugliness when she was with her family. Sue continued, Emily recently brought home a progress report with a teacher's note. I really enjoy Emily's sweet, pleasant personality. This time, her mother was determined not to steal her 7-year-old silver box. She made a big deal over the comment and really praised her, and the behavior changed dramatically at home. How often do you think a relationship is strained between siblings when a parent remarks, why can't you be more like your brother? How awful to be compared, to be made to be feel like you're less than. Not even just by a stranger, but by the very people that you live with, your family that loves you. And what about the teen that yells, I hate you, Mom, you're stupid? Mom needs silver boxes too. What about the father that gets mad at his daughter and yells, you'll never amount to anything? Fred came running home from school, smiling ear to ear, and cheerfully he said, Mrs. Johnson said that I have a charming personality. And without thinking, his mother said, I'd like to see some of that charm around here. Fred received a silver box, and Mrs. Johnson quickly took it away. Debbie Heveland remembers a teacher's comment that made a huge impact in her life, a silver box which she's been able to keep her entire life and polish it on a regular basis. She was an average student in English. Her teacher could have criticized her work, but instead she said, I admire you because you work well under pressure. Ever since then, when the pressure mounts, she remembers what her teacher said, and it gives her strength to tackle the problems she's facing. Isn't it amazing that a simple sentence can have such an impact in a person's life? What a nice silver box. Jim and Marie have been married for 23 years. And get this, Jim has never once done the laundry. So one day, Jim wants to surprise Marie when she's away, and he does the laundry. Marie comes home and remarks, well, I don't believe it. Did anybody take a picture of you lifting a hand around here? Jim wanted to give his wife a silver box, and she only pushed it away. But then she went further, and she destroyed it. He felt worse now after trying to do something nice. When Rod was 9 years old, he wanted to do something to help his family's financial situation. All he heard at home was how tight things were. And so he just really wanted to do something nice. He was so proud of himself, and he went out and he got his own paper out. When he came into the house, beaming to share his good fortune, thinking he had saved his family's, you know, financial distress, his excitement quickly faded when, instead of silver boxes, he got comments like, "Do you realize how much time this is going to take? How are you going to get up so early? A young boy like you can't handle that kind of job." Rod was devastated, and he resigned from the job before he ever started. He was reluctant from then on to ever ask his parents' opinion or discussing decisions with them throughout his life. Why is it then that when we don't give our words of encouragement to others, that we don't even realize what has just happened? Why is it that we don't give words of encouragement more often? Is it perhaps because we're too busy thinking about our own personal agenda? What about the silver boxes of congratulations at your workplace? Can we not congratulate others for a promotion or accomplishment because the truth is we're jealous and wish they would fail? Is the truth that we really every day leak bitterness instead of love? Why is it that we have to make jokes? Jokes about our mother-in-law, our boss, our stepmother, or a spouse to try to win friends? Isn't our own personality just not enough to do it? Do we feel so much better by cutting others down and making a joke? We say it's harmless. We say it's just a harmless little joke, a funny, a story, a comment. But the reality is, if it's not edifying, don't say it. What is it that we really want to deposit everywhere that we go? Is it silver boxes? Have we not learned from God's very own word that what we sow comes back to us? So why don't we give out more silver boxes? I'm not talking about nice skirt, like your hair, your shoes are nice. I'm not talking about compliments. I'm talking about digging deep for sincere silver boxes. If it's not nice, haven't we learned by now just not to say it? And you see, we think we've done our good deed by not saying it, but we still have the frown on our face. And that says it all. If in any way it tears a person down, what is it that we secretly gain? Is it the philosophy, if you want the tallest building in town, you have to tear everybody else's building down? Is it easier to find fault in everyone else and announce it to the world than to work on building our own selves? Building your own self, wouldn't that really make you taller? Are we truly walking with God when we are negative and have a need to tear people down? Do we look like joy-filled Christians? Has anyone ever been surprised to learn that you really do attend church? Does that mean that we leak other evidence? Does that mean we're depositing something other than silver boxes? Are we depositing enough silver boxes in the lives of others? Should we put silver boxes in every room of our house to remind us? Do our words echo in other people's mind like a beautiful silver box with a bow on top? Or do they just plain echoes of destruction? What if each of us individually started depositing silver boxes everywhere? What if, as a church, the community thought of St. Matthew's United Methodist Church as one big silver box with a bow on top? I challenge each of you to take the time and look for the silver boxes you may have given or you may have taken away. We all, I'm sure, have done both. But make today your beginning of edifying, of building others. Always careful never to take away. I want to read in closing today a poem, and it's written by Michael Bright, and of course it's called Silver Boxes. My words were harsh and hasty, and they came without a thought. Then I saw the pain and anguish that my bitter words had brought. Bitter words that I had spoken made me think back through the past of how many times I'd uttered biting words whose pain would last. Then I wondered of the people I had hurt by things I said, all the ones I had discouraged when I didn't use my head. Then I thought about my own life, of painful words I've heard, and of the times I've been discouraged by a sharp and cruel word. And now clearly I remember all the things I might have done, but by a word I was discouraged, and they never were begun. Lord, help my words be silver boxes, neatly wrapped with a bow. Then I give to all so freely, as through each day I gladly go. Silver boxes full of treasure, precious gifts from God above, that all the people I encounter might have their very own box of God's own love. I ask you today, what are we depositing? Do your words sound like silver boxes?